This is Kim Dumain, Dr. Peebles State of the World Update, February 25th, 2022.
Ooh, God bless you, Dr. Peebles here. Welcome, dear friends. At this time on the planet Earth, you are seeing sweeping changes occurring, some of them quite frightening indeed. We will remind all of you that you are eternal spiritual beings filled with light and power, and to not indeed succumb to the messages of fear, to not succumb to the chaos and confusion that you are witnessing around you. Now, in many ways, there is a higher path being made. Many of you are unsure of your steps onto this higher path, but God's Spirit is leading you there more and more. We would ask all of you to become first clear within your own being as to your personal ideal. How do you wish to feel in this reality as you are having this earthly incarnation? How would you want indeed to create your life, not only in your own little circle, but remembering, of course, that you are connected to all beings, that you are connected, yes, to the Ukraine, that you are connected to those in Africa, that you are connected to your Canadian friends, you are connected to those in China. So no matter what your beliefs and political affiliations, no matter what your thoughts are or judgments, can you let them go? For you are not being allowed to allow the light to come into your consciousness if you are holding these lower thoughts. Your world is being manipulated greatly. You are being indeed trained, often unconsciously, to find divisions between yourself and others, to judge others, to take sides, to find your political separations. This is not the way of spirit. This is not the way of love. And indeed, it is beneath your dignity. So if you find yourself doing this, we would ask you to call to you the power of God, to drink in the energy of love into your consciousness, so you are no longer adversely being affected by the lower vibrations affecting all of you on this planet. Now, yes, there is great fear. There is great confusion as you see your countries being torn apart by power, abuse at times by the divisions that have been artificially been manipulating each of you. You are seeing power grabs. One in particular, of course, is with Russia, as its president is indeed reaching to achieve control, domination, without regard for human life, without regard for international law. Quite frankly, he does not care at all what anyone thinks, even his own advisors, his own people. He wants what he wants, and he's going to try and get it. As we have shared with many of you in the past, we do not believe he will succeed. Now you are, of course, seeing an invasion. This is not just an invasion between Russia and the Ukrainian people. This is indeed a much higher battle going on in the consciousness of the earth beings. This is about democracy. This is about living in right action. This is about freedom. This is about loving and respecting others' rights to be, to live, and not allowing, yes, others to control and overpower them because they desire it. Now, yes, there is a concern by your leaders of the different governments of the different countries about getting involved. Well, ultimately, we will see that they will have no choice. They will be indeed forced to get involved whether they like it or not. Now, what we would ask all of you to do with your power, and we do remind you that you have a great deal more power than you understand or that you believe, but it is there. You have the power, especially united, collectively, to indeed imagine all people in war laying down their weaponry All of them turning more to the power of love within their hearts. All of them recognizing that the those that are wishing to dominate, to kill, to destroy, to overpower, have no right. So you are calling on higher forces, each of you. You are using your beautiful abilities to imagine. Yes, use your imaginations now. This is the time. Not just for your personal lives, of course, but for the world's ability to survive, for democracy to survive on the planet, for it is being indeed chiseled away slowly by many of the lower forces on the planet that wish to have complete domination and control. You are seeing it here in the United States. You are seeing it in other countries as well. You have the power to begin to imagine the higher energies of light, the consciousness of God and Spirit coming into the earth. Imagine it surrounding the earth. See that energy floating down to, yes, way into Mother Earth, affecting all life forms, all human beings, all the structures on your planet, the corporations. See all the hearts of all human beings being touched by love, by being touched by this very powerful light that is part of each and every one of you. But many have turned away from this light because the ego has seduced them into thinking they need something different. So indeed, it is a turning point for humanity in many ways. It is one more step into the new world that so many of you have been focused on creating. It is doable. It is achievable. Not all will agree. Not all will like it. Some will want to continue to fight on the lower levels, to say, well, we don't like this, we don't like that, you can't do this. That is not going to help at this point. Hold the energy of peace. Hold the energy of love and right action. Loving allowance for all. Allow others to live the way they need, as long as they are not trying to harm, to control other beings. That is not part of loving allowance or right action. Yes, indeed, remember to treat your neighbor as you would treat yourself. Indeed, and then all will begin to vibrate and resonate at the different frequencies that are coming in quite strongly. You are on, yes, a precipice of great transition and change. So how you react, how you respond to these occurrences occurring around you, whether they are next door to you or whether they are across the globe, it is relevant. Look more and more at your own lives. How are you responding to someone who is different? How are you responding to the negativity, to hatred? Are you allowing others to manipulate you? So much of this is occurring without your even conscious awareness or willingness. Open your eyes, dear friends. See what is truly occurring and how you are being hypnotized, even mind control, by so many of the forces. It is time to band together in a united effort not to fight, not to hate, but to love. There's where the answers will always be. The grand experiment of the planet Earth is still living, growing, and reaching more and more toward, yes, humanity, discovering, yes, who they are, recognizing their powers, recognizing that they are part of a collective whole, not only with Earth beings, but with spirit beings, with off-planet beings who are watching and working with you. Now we bring up your off-planet friends, your space brothers and sisters, for they are watching very closely this latest war. For indeed, there is a possibility, as always, on your planet, with trigger happy fingers ready to, yes, indeed, enforce their power with nuclear weapons. This will not be allowed. Let us make that very clear. They will be, indeed, neutralized. So you may see some interesting occurrences happening here. Now there's lots of squabbling, yes, with your United Nations, your various leaders. But more and more, you're going to see a need for more interaction to help your neighbors, whether they're part of this group or that group. It is more about humanity helping humanity, knowing that these are your family, no matter who they are, no matter what nationality, no matter what color of their skin, no matter their political affiliation. You are connected. You are here to help, support, and love each other. That will be your salvation, personally, as well as the world around you. We will be there, as always, to support, to help, to remind you. Watch yourselves, how you are entertaining with your energy and your thoughts. Remind yourself of the reality that many of you have learned, that your thoughts are real and that they create. How are you using this grand power within yourself? Do indeed know that if more and more of you would focus on peace, on love, it will become the new dominant energy form on the planet. And you will uplift yourself up into the higher dimensions once and for all. It is going to occur one way or another, with or without everyone included. Would you wish to be included in this? It is time for you to declare, to affirm peace for yourself first, to allow that energy to be shared, to be spread with your thoughts, with your actions, with your kindness, with your love. We will join you as part of that force. We'd wish all of you safety, security, and most of all, love. God bless you indeed.